everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel. Every weekend we're here, we're doing life together, and as always, we're just really glad you joined us.
That's right, Dr. Linda. Happy weekend. Glad to be back behind the microphone here. Let me ask you this. Do you ever react when someone says, "You're just like your mother. You sing better than the other altos in the choir"? The reason I ask is because we're going to talk about comparisons on today's show.
Yeah, those phrases can really get you, can't they?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Most of us do, I think, make comparisons. It's almost impossible not to do that at times.
Right.
I guess one of the things we're going to talk about is if we do that a lot, it could be a problem.
Well, we'll talk later about how it either makes us feel better or it can make someone else feel terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So given the really saturated media environment that we live in, I just think it's easier now than ever to compare ourselves, especially when we're talking about how we look or how we measure up or how we perform. And even if we set aside media, we just tend to compare ourselves in families, don't you think?
We do.
Did you ever get compared to your siblings or?
No, my sister got compared with me.
In a good way or a bad way?
Both, you know. Yeah. You need to be more like him, or actually you ought not be like him.
Oh, no.
Some cases,
yeah.
Right.
I think parents just do that naturally, and we do that at work. Sometimes we'll compare ourselves to our coworkers or the people that are above us or below us. So this is something that we have a tendency to do.
Well, years ago, you wrote a book, Making Peace with Your Thighs, and it's based on how difficult it is to be satisfied with your body, given all the images that we are exposed to on a daily basis.
Yeah. So even I think the healthiest among us struggle with our self-image in today's world. Think about all the media images. Before, it was like you'd see television maybe once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You'd see a show, but now we see things 24/7. So it's difficult to not look in the mirror and think, I don't look like that model. I don't look like that person on social media. Because everything is just splashed with images. I feel bad for our kids, especially your kids. They're so young. They're growing up with this social media. It's going to be a normal part of their lives.
Well, my daughter's in fourth grade. And we've already had the discussion about Photoshop. A lot of the images you see are not necessarily real.
A mother came up to me today. I gave a little presentation on stress. And she said my 13-year-old daughter was very upset in the store because she was trying on an outfit. And she thought it should be smaller because that's what she sees in the TV shows.
Right.
And she thought that her shoulders were too big based on that.
Wow.
So all of those images that we're seeing get burned into our mind. And even though we know they're not real and they have been altered like you're talking about, that just doesn't seem to matter because we just don't look like those people.
Right. You know, in sports, you often hear athletes being compared to other athletes. I mean, is Michael Jordan or LeBron James the best?
Wasn't that a big deal not too long ago? I guess when Cleveland was in the playoffs, weren't they talking about that? Is he better than Michael Jordan or is Michael Jordan? And I think they're such different players to me.
They are, right. And my thought is, who cares? Jordan already made his career. He's finished.
Yeah, why does it matter so much to make that comparison?
Yeah.
But see, we're doing that. We're teaching people in our culture to make those comparisons, don't you think?
We do.
I think this is learned behavior. And so society, parents, teachers, all of us are doing this comparison thing. And as a result of that, we teach our kids and then we grow up to be adults and we do the same thing. I mean, think about it. In school, you're thinking, well, who's the smartest kid in the class?
Yeah.
Teachers might say, oh, so-and-so scored the highest grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then even at work, you know, which one of our workers gets the best results or they get a little award for doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all around us.
It would seem we don't grow out of it. So why do we do it so often?
Well, I think comparisons are an attempt to make accurate evaluations of ourselves. I think that's really what's behind it, Chris. There's something called social comparison theory. And this is a theory that says we determine our own social and personal worth based on how we stack ourselves up to other people. And we do this with attractiveness. We do this with money and wealth, with intelligence, with success, and all these areas in our life. So we do it enough that there's actually a theory about it.
They've studied this stuff.
They have.
Right. Well, could comparison motivate us and lead us to personal growth?
So you're asking about a positive side to this?
Right.
Is that what you're looking at? Is there something positive?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. You could use comparison to become the best you that you would be. So the negative side of that is obviously that it breeds a lot of self-doubt. It robs you of your joy. When you're constantly comparing yourselves, you're not feeling content. And you're thinking, oh, I'm not thin enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not rich enough. And we get really preoccupied with perfection and accomplishments. So I'm not sure that it's a positive thing to make those comparisons unless it's going to lead you into some kind of motivation to grow rather than right. always comparing yourself to that other person.
We talked about this earlier in the program. With social media being so pervasive, comparisons really never stop.
This is a growing problem because of the 24/7 nature of it. So, for example, there was a University of Michigan study that tells us that Facebook makes us sadder. So we're looking at it all the time, but when we do, and a lot of it has to do with those comparisons, they found that when people go on social media like Facebook, they look at the pictures and they see what's going on in other people's lives, we compare ourselves and that leads us to feel sad.
Right.
So it's led to a real problem in that area of depression. They call it Facebook depression. Have you ever heard that term?
Yes.
This is really can become a really negative thing.
I saw something on Facebook one time that said, don't compare your life to someone's highlight reel. Because on Facebook, all they're putting are the big cool things on there. You might only see a nice part of their house or their vacation and think, oh, wow, they live such a splendid life.
But we're looking at those pictures. So how do we not do that? So,
I know,
you know, when you're spending a lot of time on there, you can in your head. Now, don't you know that in your head when you're looking?
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're still looking at it and you're going, wow, look at that. Look where they went. Look at that vacation. Look
right.
at that hotel they're staying at. I mean, it's hard not to do that if you're looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Linda, let's talk a minute about parents and how we may unintentionally or even intentionally compare our kids.
I hope we're not doing it intentionally.
Yeah, really.
Do you ever intentionally say, no, I'm going to pit that kid against that child?
No.
I hope for most of us we're right. not doing that.
Definitely.
I know I've worked with a lot of people, Chris, that have grown up in really difficult homes where the parents have said things, horrible things like, you're a loser, you're not as good as your brother. But I think most parents, that's not the norm. So it's hard for us not to notice the differences in our children, wouldn't you
right.
agree? It's kind of natural to think that child has more athletic ability
oh, yeah.
or that child's better in grades.
What's funny is I've made these comments to my wife and said, you know, she might be a little more athletic, and it makes Sharon cringe.
Does it?
Like, well, it's the truth, you know.
Well, yeah, so you maybe don't want to say that to the kids.
Don't
but,
say it to the kids, right.
Right. There was a study done regarding comparisons with siblings and families. So the sibling part, because this is where a lot of people grow up, and I mean, my brother and I are always doing competition things and talking
right.
about what mom or dad said to us.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a study done at the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, and it found that, listen to this, parents tend to view older siblings as more capable. But on average, older siblings are not doing any better in school than their younger siblings. They get that accolade even though they're really not doing anything.
Right.
So that means that parents are inaccurate. They're not really going with what the child is doing. And parents also tend to think, according to the study, that their daughters are more academically competent than their sons, at least in terms of grade. But that seems to be true. So to help all children succeed, parents, we need to focus on recognizing the strengths of each of our children and be careful about vocally making comparisons in front of them. I think we all need to work on that
right.
and be careful.
This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how we can unlearn this behavior of comparing. What does it take to stop and refocus your life? Stay with us. More on the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Threats of war, racial tension, divorce, natural disasters. If you are like me, sometimes I just have to turn off the news and remind myself that there is actually good in our world. It's so easy to listen to all the bad news and become worried. Worried about the future, about the Middle East, crime, finances, health, family problems, and, you know, so it goes. But Scripture tells us to take those worried thoughts captive, to be anxious about nothing. That is one of the reasons I wrote Letting Go of Worry. I didn't want worry to grip so many of us and cause us to lose our peace. So the next time you hear bad news, remind yourself to take those anxious thoughts captive. If you need help doing so, Letting Go of Worry is a good resource and will walk you through the steps to living in peace and contentment.
Letting Go of Worry by Dr. Linda Mental, available on her website, drlindamental.com, and online.
You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and remember, you can listen to this program on the podcast anytime on the MyFaithRadio.com page, and check out Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, for her blogs and links to social media. Join her on Twitter at Dr. Linda Helps and Facebook, Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker, and Instagram at Dr. Linda Mental. And Dr. Linda, if they can't find you, they just haven't looked.
Yeah. And we need to get some more interesting videos on Instagram. Your videos are always the best videos.
Wow.
When we do things with you.
There should be some sort of compensation for this abuse I take each week. Well, before the break, we were talking about comparisons and how parents deal with this when it comes to their kids. What does comparison do to a child, or anyone for that matter?
So it can really damage their sense of self, and that's why it's so dangerous. Mark Twain once said that comparison is the death of joy. It was not a quote I was familiar with, but I found it when I was looking up stuff on comparison. And actually, the science agrees with him. Researchers have found that comparing breeds feelings of envy, low self-confidence, and as we talked about, depression, as well as compromising our ability to trust other people. So isn't that interesting? It affects our trust even with each other.
I have noticed that when you compare yourself to someone less fortunate, for example, you might feel better, but that can also lead to a mean-spirited competitiveness or even jealousy.
Yeah, don't you think when you do that, that you feel a little bit arrogant, a little bit pride when you're comparing yourself to somebody who's less fortunate? Overall, comparison is just a losing battle. Someone will always be better than you, don't you think? There's always someone out there smarter, better, richer. And so our job isn't to compare, but to be the best version of who we are.
What are the results or consequences that happen when we compare?
The first thing is that it can really disconnect us to other people because we conclude that they're less than we are, we're better than them, and then, as we said, we feel depressed, and it really doesn't go anywhere. This doesn't move you forward in your relationships or in your life. On the other hand, when we think we're better, I mean, think about that from a scriptural point of view, Chris.
Right.
You know, we're not supposed to be acting conceited and prideful and superior. And when people think they're better, then a lot of times they get very dismissive with the people around them. So then they think, oh, I don't need to be in a relationship with that person because I'm somehow better or they're somehow beneath me. Mm. The end result, again, then, is because we can even feel alone because we feel like we're so special.
So it defeats the purpose, then.
It does.
Well, in terms of goals, wouldn't comparing be time-consuming and zap your energy?
So, yeah, I think it is very time-consuming. Yeah. Think about all the time people spend on social media looking at stuff. And do you ever remember your teacher in school going, keep your eyes on your own paper? Mm-hmm. So that's a really good kind of thing to think about for comparisons. Keep your eyes on your own self, maybe not your paper, but your own self and your own life. And then, of course, we always say also keep your eyes on Jesus because he's definitely the center of our lives. But if we put our energy on our own life and then we're trying to do some personal growth with making ourselves better, not necessarily to compare ourselves to other people, but to make ourselves better, that's a much better goal.
We've established the fact that comparisons really aren't helpful to us most of the time. So how can we stop making them?
Yeah, so we really have to be intentional about this, don't we? We have to think about what are we thinking in our head. I mean, are you aware when you're doing that in your head that you're making a comparison?
Yes.
Yeah, I am too. So I know I'm doing it. So if I get aware and I start to say, okay, stop doing that, put my thought on what I can do better, how I can improve myself, what's unique about me? This is hard with teenagers, but I always try to tell them, okay, let's stop looking at those people and stop giving them so much power to define who you are and start looking at your own self. And maybe what are the unique things about you? What are the talents that God has given you? What's special about you rather than always focusing on what somebody else has over you?
Right. It sounds like we have to be aware that we're doing it, first of all, and then make it intentional to grab that thought and replace it with something else.
Yeah. So it has to be a very intentional process. And that's why maybe talking to a teenager who's really struggling with that or another adult would be really helpful. A different focus then is to really compete against yourself. And I know that I've read a lot of stories about athletes who do this. There have been several who say, I'm always competing against myself. I think Tiger Woods was one of those. That's what I was thinking of.
It makes me think of the game of golf. Anyway.
Yeah. And runners, there have been several runners, I've read their story, and they're like, I'm always trying to get better. And so top athletes talk about this. They work at improving their time. They work at improving their skills. It's the development of what is sometimes called a growth mindset. There's a wonderful book by a woman named Carol Dweck who has written a book called Mindset. And she said a fixed mindset is when you're focusing on your skills and your abilities and your talents and your specialness. And then you do have a tendency to compare yourself to other people. But a growth mindset is when you're focused on improving in everything that you do, when you're focused on, I'm going to be the best me I can be going forward. So we want to develop that growth mindset and try to improve ourselves, not necessarily compare ourselves.
You know, if you think about it, there's no end to the number of things that you can compare yourself to.
That's true. So we're really wasting a lot of time and energy, because you're right, we could compare ourselves constantly. And I personally find that very exhausting.
Right.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Like we mentioned earlier, it just zaps your energy.
I've listened to a lot of teenage girls, because I had a teenage girl. Mm-hmm. And I listen to the amount of time they spend doing that and looking at things. And yeah. I think, wow, that energy and time could be put into something a little bit more useful.
At the onset of this program, as I was going through the notes, here's the crux for me. How do we get rid of the jealousy and envy that comes with comparison?
Yeah, so that's why comparisons aren't good for us, right? Mm-hmm, because
right.
it can raise those feelings. So instead of comparing, it's better, again, to just focus on who you are. You're not going to necessarily free yourself of jealousy, but you're focusing your attention differently. It is one of the things that the scripture tells us to do, not be jealous, not be envious. We did a Bible study of James, and I believe it was pretty heavy in there when we were studying the book of James, to put those things aside. So again, if you're constantly putting your mind on what someone else has versus what you have, then that's going to create that comparison and that jealousy and that envy.
Right.
So get content on who you are and focus your mind on the blessings of God. I think that's the key, Chris, is to really think, what has God done in my life? What has God done for me?
If you think about it from an eternal perspective, you can't take it with you anyway. We hear jokes about that. So live with what God has given you and move on.
And again, we're in a culture that seems to be so focused on things that people have, you know, that whole keeping up with the Joneses,
right.
and trying to always get a bigger car, a better car, not necessarily a bigger car. I mean, although if you like trucks, you'd get a bigger car.
Yeah.
Or, you know, trying to get a better house or have that designer purse or something like that. And it's just so pervasive in our culture that, again, we're just wanting you to stop today, refocus your mind and say, okay, what has God blessed me with that is unique in my life? And I don't think we think enough about that. What's unique about me?
Let me go back to social media quickly. It plays such a role in comparisons, like we said. Is the best idea simply just to stop looking at it? Or, let's be honest, will we actually do that?
Yeah, I know it will be hard for people to get off, but I think if you're really struggling with comparisons, and have you seen how many people take a social media break? They like fast social media.
Right.
I think part of it is they're resetting their mind and they're trying to say, okay, I've had too much exposure. It's doing too much to me. I'm just going to take a break from time to time, especially if it's a trigger for you feeling those jealousy feelings or those envious feelings. Just take a break and turn it off.
As usual, gratitude is a topic that comes up on this program a lot. I would guess that an attitude of gratitude is helpful when you're trying to stop comparing.
I think it was a year ago when we were talking about making a gratitude journal. Do you remember when we did that? We had a show on that.
I didn't do it.
I actually did. I actually did it for a month because I said I would do it on the show. And when I say I'm going to do something on the show, I feel very accountable to do it.
Right.
So journaling and starting your day every day with what has God blessed me with. And what I did was I wrote three things down every day when I began my day in this little journal. Mm-hmm. And I read through those. And when you do that, it really focuses your mind on what you have instead of what you don't have.
Well, this is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Today we're talking about comparisons and its effect on our life. And when we come back, we'll talk about what God has to say about how we compare on the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Mother and daughter relationships are powerful, and they impact all our other relationships. Think about it. The way you react with your mom typically is the way you might react with other people. Yet this important bond can be filled with tension when both women try to find their own voice and develop a sense of self. So working through the mother-daughter relationship can be a challenge, but it is so worth the effort. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and I would love to help you navigate this important relationship and strengthen it to the best it can be. That's why I wrote, I Love My Mother, But, a book to strengthen the mother-daughter relationship. We all love our mothers, but sometimes we need a little help working through our differences. I Love My Mother, But, available on my website, drlindamental.com, or online where books are sold.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. And keep in mind that you can listen to this podcast or share it with a friend anytime from the MyFaithRadio.com page. And Dr. Linda blogs every week. She's written 19 books that provide help and encouragement. You can go to her website, drlindamental.com, and follow her on social media. But back to our topic about making comparisons, and let's look more at the spiritual side of this. 2 Corinthians 10:12 says, "We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise."
Wow. And that's the Message version. I've used that scripture a lot for helping young people deal with their body image and look at comparisons. But isn't that an amazing scripture? It says if you compare yourselves with others, you're not wise. Because there are so many verses in the Bible that just say what it is, right?
Wow.
So it's telling us it's not wise to compare ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, we do that. So if we're going to imitate Christ and we're going to look at what the Bible is telling us that's going to be healthy for us, we need to look at this verse. And so we do tend to sometimes seek the approval of other people, yet we know that it's God's approval that matters. So here's God saying, don't compare yourself. That's not wise. And so instead you say, I'm designed by God. I may be trying to constantly work on myself. I'm trying to do better in a lot of things that I do, but I got to get less focused on the external design and really look at what's going on inside of me. And I think that's the key. What does God say matters the most? Does God say it's a great body, it's a wonderful hairstyle, it's your best purse that you've got? No, he's saying stay mindful of me, mindful of how comparisons negatively impact you, and don't allow those things to sink into your soul. I think that's really important, to not allow this comparison mentality to grab us and get a hold of us.
You know, one of the spiritual dangers that we mentioned earlier, comparison breeds jealousy, discontentment, and constant striving between each other.
Yeah, and so here are two of the many scriptures, and there are so many scriptures in the Bible about jealousy and how it hurts us. So James 3:16, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice."
Wow. Listen,
those are not good companions.
No, that's heavy.
Proverbs 14:30 says, "A tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot." So anything that leads to jealousy is going to have a negative consequence in our life.
Comparisons can lead to resentment as well, and we certainly don't want to be adding that to our lives. It just makes things worse.
Resentment leads to bitterness. It leads to jealousy, as we've been talking about, and all those other negative emotions that we've discussed. So the best thing you can do is try to focus on your strengths while also working on your weaknesses, but not comparing those things to other people. And so if we put Christ in all aspects of our behavior, and we read these scriptures in Proverbs and in James, Chris, and we're going, man, anything that leads to jealousy is going to have a negative consequence according to God's word. This is something I really have to work on. I really need to look at my behavior and take that out of my life.
I think it comes down to how we value people. And if we value uniqueness and differences in the people around us, then we won't be so anxious to compare.
Do we do that?
I think we do.
I mean, I think it seems like, you know, if you go, again, I'm picking on teenagers, but if you go into a room like everybody tries to look the same, even though they're trying to be their own person, you know, because there's a look on television, there's a look on social media, there's a, if Kylie Jenner decides something's important, then they all want to do that. And I don't know how you break that at that age without just constantly talking to your kids about, don't get into that mentality. That's one of the roots of eating disorders, you know, constantly comparing yourself, feeling like you never measure up, feeling that you're not perfect enough in your life. And we need to look at the uniqueness as a good thing. I know teenagers don't like to stand out for being unique.
Right.
I know I didn't like the fact that I had red hair and freckles. There weren't a lot of people in my class that had that.
Yeah.
And my parents kept saying, but it's unique. And it didn't, it just felt weird instead of unique when I was a kid. But we do have to kind of help each other say, this is maybe a good thing that you're not like everybody else.
How important is it, and this is a personal question, for dads to instill in their daughters that you have value here. You don't need to go looking for it elsewhere.
Boy, that's really important. That's why dads need to tell their daughters they love them, that they're beautiful, that they're accepted, they're validated. If they don't do that, then girls tend to look at other places to get that. And certainly the comparison is one of the ways that they might try to find some kind of validation for who they are. And the Bible is very clear on where we get our value. It's from being made in the image of God. It's being loved by God. It's being valued for who we are. And as God loves us, and then as we love other people in that same way, we will feel valued based on who we are. There's going to be a lot of diversity in heaven. There's going to be a lot of people.
Right.
I guess we're going to know each other by our looks. I'm not really sure how that works. You got to watch your judgment here of other people in terms of comparing them to you or to some other marker of acceptance. Let's try to see each person as Christ sees them, bearing his image, fearfully and wonderfully made.
So when we struggle with comparing our lives to others, what do you advise?
Well, let me close with a few verses to encourage us to be content with all that God has blessed us each with. So Matthew 5 says, "You're blessed when you are content with who you are, no more, not less. That's the moment you find yourself proud owners of everything that can't be bought." So he blesses us with spiritual blessings, things that can't be bought, things that can't be seen. But this is what God gives us. And Romans 8, 6 through 8 reminds us where to keep our focus, not on others, but on God. And this is the Message version. I want to close with this, Chris, because it's such a good way to think about this. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God and ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing. And God isn't pleased at being ignored. So when we're constantly not feeling good enough and thinking that we have to compare ourselves with others, we're ignoring God in us, because God is saying, "You are the bearer of my image. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are unique, and I have ordered your steps, and I have put your life in a certain place." And so don't always look at what everybody else is doing and how everybody else is being promoted. Look to me, and I'll direct your path. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer and social media director, Norm Mintel, our engineer, and my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're here, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Well, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and helping us grow the impact of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Also, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and you'll never miss a show.